I'm here with Hugh Weber, the president of the New Jersey Devils. And to begin with, Hugh, obviously a huge day for the Devils. What does it mean to have Jack Hughes as a part of this organization now officially?
So the New Jersey Devils have an amazing fan base, and we've been working very hard for the last 6 years to retool this team to get it back to a Stanley Cup contending team. And to be able to take a huge step today as part of that ongoing progression, it has sped up our timeline based on the fact that we were able to get the number one draft pick today. And so, we're excited. At our heart, we work very hard to win, but at the same time, we're fans. And so we think this puts us in a very good position to compete at a high level next year.
Now, with the rebuild, you're adding these pieces. You already have Nico Hischier as a number one pick. For an organization that is, in a competitive market, because I would consider, New York part of that market, what does it mean to have a couple of big young names on your roster right now?
So I think you raise an interesting dynamic, which is we're in a very crowded market for hockey, right? It's unprecedented. There's three NHL teams in one market, so the fan bases are very competitive. I think that the fact that the number one and two picks went to two of these teams, us and the Rangers, which there's already a rivalry, it's a great narrative. It's a great marketing tool for us for a long time. These players are going to be compared for a long time. It also is going to be fed by this frenzy of competitiveness between our fan bases. So, again, any time that the teams are good in this market, and it looks like now we are on a stage where all the teams in the New York market will be good for some time to come, it's great not only for the New York and New Jersey markets, but more importantly, it's good for the NHL, in my opinion. I think it drives a very strong narrative to have a media market this big with competitive teams, and not only that, but star players doing dynamic things and teams going deep into the playoffs.
Now, it's not just the on-ice product that's important, obviously.
Right.
New Jersey is doing a lot of things on the corporate side to boost the franchise's profile and engage with fans. What to you is the key to making this a successful franchise, not only on the ice but off it as well?
So I think we have an incredible partner and leader in Ray Shiro. Ray is someone who is not only just striving to put a competitive team on the ice that's going to be able to, again, compete for Stanley Cups, but more importantly, give this team personality, give it relevance, give it an ability to potentially go build a legacy. So, you could argue that the New Jersey Devils have a history and tradition which is unprecedented, 20 years of playoffs and 3 Stanley Cups and 5 finals, and it was wonderful. But I would say the ability for the fans to connect with the personalities of the players who played on those teams was pretty limited. And so Ray has a much different approach. If you look at the transparency and openness that he's provided through content, letting, cameras into the room as we discuss and develop draft picks, into the room as we're interviewing these, draft picks at the combine, into the room and locker room as we're at the beginning of last season, NHL Network came in and did Behind the Glass. That type of connection where our fans can actually see the people behind, the mystique and the player and the stats and the wins, we think is part of what makes the future of the New Jersey Devils more sticky, more connective to the young fans and young families that are now bringing their kids to Devils games for the first time. And we think that that's going to be the difference maker, as through wins and losses, good and bad, you build that fan base that's with you and stuck, sticking with you because they believe in the way you're doing things.
Now, the NHL continues to grow as a global game. The Devils, recently had the opportunity to play in Europe. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on the NHL's global plans, not only Europe, but also China.
So the Devils are part of Harris Blitzer Sports Entertainment, led by Josh Harris and David Blitzer, which have properties in the NBA and in esports. And so we are very focused in on the media reach and what the global and international scope of our brands and content can be. And we think that the NHL is at the cusp of potentially pushing out, not just in Europe. Obviously, it's got a strong brand in Europe, and you see a lot of play and players coming out of Europe. But with the Olympics coming to China and obviously a greater emphasis on outreach in China, you know, just getting 10% or even 5% or even 1% of the population of China to become followers and or admirers of hockey would be a game changer for us in terms of how our content is used globally and what that therefore how it translates from a commercial standpoint into our media rights. So again, we're very focused, have partnered with the league to say utilize this any way we can to help spread the game globally, even though our market may be defined as, you know, X amount of miles outside of New Jersey. We really see that the Devils have an opportunity to, with our international players and style of play, and by going to Europe, as you said last year, and potentially going to Asia in the future, that that we can actually build a brand in a place where people don't have an affinity to any team.
And finally, going back to the draft, you guys won the lottery, and you actually knew the result before most everybody else in the hockey world. You were sequestered away. What was that time like, knowing what you did but not being able to say anything?
Yeah, it's like the world's greatest tease, right? So you have this great information. You want to call your families and friends and all the people that have been working so hard to get there, and yet you're stuck for an hour and a half. Although it is fun to watch it unfold on TV, knowing that you already know the answer. So it was a lot of fun. It's something I'll remember forever, and hopefully if we're... We don't want to be in the lottery room again, but if we are, hope that we can. It's something that we can repeat.
There you go. Thanks so much for doing this.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.